What happens to people who were formerly productive workers who are now out of work?
Think about if you ever heard of the stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, you'll kind of go through that. For that first couple of weeks of being unemployed, there's like this exhilaration. They feel this release. And then the reality sets in, like, oh my gosh, I don't have a job and I need one. I could even break it into four steps or almost like a process of what people go through. So the first part is, after a period of time of not working, you start to lose identity, the sense of who am I? Because a lot of us tie that up into what we do. So that then moves into a lack of confidence. Oh, nobody wants me. And then that can move into paralysis. That's where we have to be very careful. That's where bad things happen, because the things we need to be doing, we can't get ourselves to do them.
If you're laid off or if you're unemployed, there's a sadness that you have to get through. That seems like a little bit of that could be healthy, could be normal, right? So when do you cross that line into this is an issue that needs to be dealt with?
Well, I would say rather than dealing with the issue, how do we preempt it? I might say enjoy your time off for the first 2 weeks. Think of it as a nice long 2-week vacation. By week three, you need to start rethinking your life and get yourself a plan, and then start down the path of putting in some routines. Routines will avoid all that stuff. You won't get into paralysis, you won't get into depression, and you won't have your self-confidence damaged as badly as it could be.
And is this just routines around the job search, or is it routines?
No. So you have to think of yourself as preparing yourself for a time of high stress. So one of the things that experts definitely recommend you do is heavy exercise. So you're working out 3 to 4 times a week. You're getting your body physically prepared for the race you have to run. That might be a good way to think about it. You're not going to be running forever. Eventually, you're going to get a job. It's important to remind yourself, but you've got to prepare yourself for a marathon. The other important thing to think about is having that interaction with other folks, making sure you've got that in a given week. Some experts recommend 10 cold calls a day. I found that to be extremely cumbersome and extremely difficult for people to pull off.
Right. Seems like you'd be setting yourself up for failure if you only make 8 or 9, and then you're going to feel bad. Oh, I didn't make that 10th call today.
Perfectly well put. You're setting yourself up for failure, and you don't need any failures in the season. Okay. So I would recommend 5 individual conversations with another person in a given week, maybe 5 coffee conversations with people, and just talk about what you're looking for. That would be a wonderful goal. And that's a lot easier to pull off. And the face-to-face conversations, A, are going to more likely lead you to a job, and B, they're going to give you energy. You're going to feel more sense of confidence because of that individual interaction. Another thing I would recommend is think about what are the things that you haven't done or you've been putting off. Are there hobbies that you've been always wanting to do? Work those in so you've got a routine where you're doing some things that are keeping you excited and energized.
Our working expert, Brandon Smith, is here most weeks for this kind of conversation. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure.